It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. The Word of God has power to heal us. So we should study the Word, read the Word, and practice the Word of God in our lives. Then we will get healed, delivered, and set free. God wants us to be healthy and wealthy and prosperous. You remember when the children of God came from Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea. First thing God said to them, Exodus chapter 15 verse 26, and He said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. See, here the Word of God is saying, if you want to be healthy, you better be listening to me and obey me. Before God brought them out of Egypt, He told them to take a lamb, put the blood on the doorpost, and the death angel will pass over. And they obeyed the Word of God and did exactly what God said. That was the symbolic of communion. Psalm 105 verse 37, it says, He brought them forth also with the silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. That means, when God brought the children of Israel from the Egypt, He healed every one of them, and not a single person was sick or weak. They were all came out of Egypt healthy. If you listen to me, if you obey me, not a single sickness or disease will come to you. Because He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Our God is a healer. He wants to heal you and your family. Exodus 23 verse 25 says, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. This is promise. When we listen to the Word of God, when we obey the Lord, He says He will bless the bread and bless the water, and no sickness and disease will come in our families. The David the king, he had the money. He could brag about doctors and physicians and medicine. But see what he says in Psalm 103 verses 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, means sins. Who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from the destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles. He is saying from his experience, he believes that God is the only one can forgive all our sins and heal our diseases. So, the Word of God has power to heal us. When you listen to the Word of God, when you obey the Word of God, there is a healing in the Word of God. If you read Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, we do not have time to read all of these verses, but let me read only last two verses. Proverbs 3:7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. See, hearing the word of God, the sickness and disease will go away. Not only that, even though if you have leukemia or bone disease, will be healed. It's very important to listen and obey the word of God. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. See, when you listen to the word of God, obey the word of God, sickness and disease has no power to stay in your body. So the word of God has power to heal you, deliver you, and set you free. Once we start speaking the word of God, start blessing with the word of God, sickness and disease will not stand in your body. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 18 says, there is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. That means if you speaking bad words, cursing somebody, and those words pierce their heart and their soul, and sometimes people get sick and even die with the curse and with the bad saying. But the word of God says, but the tongue of the wise is health. You should be speaking blessings to others, speaking good things and speaking godly things. That will give health to somebody. Proverbs 14 verse 30, he says, sound heart is the life of the flesh, but the envy, rottenness of the bone. That means if you having grudge and enmity in your heart, you will have arthritis, you will have bone disease, and you will be in miserable condition. We should not have bitterness, unforgiveness in our heart. We should be always forgiving people because Jesus Christ forgave us. So we should not be keeping grudge in our heart. If you start blessing others, you will be blessed. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 13. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart doth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. See, when you have a good heart, joyful heart, even people can see the joy and health on your face. And when you have the merry heart, that will work like a medicine in your body. God wants us to be happy and healthy. The Word of God says, joy of the Lord is our strength. When you receive Jesus Christ, you get joy of salvation in your spirit. Jesus Christ came so you should have life. Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Once we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and believe that he died for our sickness, sin and disease, we will be healed. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17 says, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 13, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. Jeremiah 33 verse 6, behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. So you want to be healed? Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And come to Jesus Christ and say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. You send your Son to die on the cross of Calvary. With his stripes, we are healed. Let us receive our healing by faith. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.